Hello, this is Miss Betts, principal at Franklin Elementary, and I'm here with Cassie, Logan, Isabella, Camry, and Mia. And we're going to talk about a book that all of these students have read titled Fish in a Tree by Linda Mullally Hunt. And Camry, could you just start off by telling us about the main character from Fish in a Tree?
So Allie is a girl with dyslexia. She doesn't really do things, and she really doesn't know how to read and put in the words that she wants to. And all she really does is draw things, and she doesn't really do the work that they tell her to because she just wants to draw it out instead of do the work.
Okay. Thank you, Camry. Cassie, can you explain even more about what Allie's struggles at school are like?
Allie's struggles at school are like, she doesn't know how to read because she looks at the words and they seem to dance around to her. Also, kids at school pick on her and make fun of her and call her names. So she doesn't want to be their friend.
So she struggles with learning and she struggles with friendships because some of the kids are not being kind to her. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Isabella, what are some of the big events that happen in the story? Like, what are some of the important things that happen for Allie?
One of the big things that happened for Allie is whenever her first teacher left and Mr. Daniels came in, and whenever Jessica came to her to be her friend.
Why was it important when Jessica, that Jessica became her friend?
Because it made less bully for her, and it helped Jessica realized what she was doing and what hurt Allie.
What was Jessica doing to start with, Isabella?
She was calling her names, picking on her.
Not being very kind. Okay, thank you. What were Allie's experiences with teachers like, Logan? We mentioned a teacher named Mr. Daniels. What was that like for Allie?
It was great for her because he helped Allie get more experience in school and teach her better because she wasn't the best reader at all, because Shay and Jessica would always like bully her and think it would be funny.
Did her schoolwork improve because of Mr. Daniels?
It definitely did because of how good she did with him, and yeah.
Is it nice, guys, when we have a teacher that makes us feel better about ourselves?
Yeah.
Did Mr. Daniels do that for Allie?
Yeah.
Awesome. Would you guys recommend this book for other kids?
Yes.
Definitely. Good. Mia, what did you learn from Fish in a Tree? What did this book teach you?
To never get up on... give up on what you want to do in your life. So because Allie had wanted to read so bad, but her disability of reading wouldn't let her try to read, so she gave up on that. But when Mr. Daniels helped her, that's when she started trying real hard to get better at reading when he was helping her with all this stuff.
So we should never give up on what we really want to do. Maybe it can happen. All right, guys, I want to thank y'all for being here with me today and for sharing some important information about this book, Fish in a Tree. And listeners, if you haven't read it, we hope you'll buy yourself a copy and enjoy the book, Fish in a Tree.